USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness.
That's U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton in Jerusalem meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about Iran, saying there has been an escalation of terror, but President Trump will not be responding with airstrikes after Iran shoots down a U.S. drone earlier in the week.
The president said, "I just stopped the strike from going forward at this time."
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu telling reporters,
"We in Israel saw Iran's aggression in their increased efforts to establish Iranian military bases in Syria, in their increased efforts to provide sophisticated weapons to Hezbollah, in their increased financial support for terror proxies like Hezbollah, Hamas, and Palestinian Islamic Jihad."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Instead of rounding up illegal aliens, the Trump administration calling off ICE raids.
These are people that came into the country illegally. They've been served. They've gone through a process.
Now, President Trump using this opportunity to negotiate. He tweets, "At the request of Democrats, I have delayed the illegal immigration removal process, deportation, for 2 weeks to see if Democrats and Republicans can get together and work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border. If not, deportation start, explanation point." In other news, who will be the next Secretary of Defense?
The president says he'll formally nominate current Army Secretary Mark Esper to be the new Secretary of Defense. This comes only a few days after the abrupt resignation of Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. He would be replacing ex-Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who has been gone since January 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A guy who hits it big, literally winning the lottery, ordered by a judge to share some of the dough with his ex-wife. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes reporting now from Washington, D.C.
The Michigan Court of Appeals ruling that Richard Zolasco will have to give his ex-wife $15 million from his $80 million Mega Millions jackpot that he won in 2013. He won it as he and his then-wife, Mary Elizabeth Zolasco, were in the process of divorcing. The couple share 3 children together, and all the rest of their assets had previously been divided. The man's lawyer says his client may appeal this latest ruling. I'm Chris Barnes.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News, an escalation of terror involving Iran, military leaders there shooting down a U.S. drone, which prompts airlines to stay far away from the country's airspace. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The warning from the Federal Aviation Administration will have an impact on hundreds of flights over the Middle East. I spoke to Captain Ross Amer of Aero Aviation Consulting, who tells us the area of concern is a major airway.
Iran is basically a bridge between East and West. Now there are airways, as we call them, that fly over Iran itself and the Persian Gulf, connecting basically Europe and Far East.
That's USA Radio's John Clemens reporting. For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.